All right, so let's start by taking a few deep breaths to let out the tension that you're experiencing right now. So in and out three times. And let your breath return to normal. Just noticing how your breath feels as it comes into and leaves your body. Noticing where you feel the breath most strongly. Is it at your nostrils, your lungs, your abdomen? Just take a few moments to be aware of your breath, to feel your breath as you inhale and exhale. Now I'd like you to think of the circumstance or situation that's causing you a lot of emotional upset right now. It may be something you're feeling about yourself, something you don't like, or some mistake you've made. Or it could be just a situation that's very difficult to deal with right now. So choose one circumstance that's very difficult to deal with right now. And remind yourself of the details involved. And try not to get lost too much in a storyline, but just get in touch with what it is that's troubling you and how you feel about it. And so what we're going to be doing is working with the emotions in the body itself, seeing if we can bring some soothing and comfort to the painfulness of the emotion by focusing our attention on the body. So I'd like you to try to become aware of what emotions are attached to this painful circumstance. There's probably more than one, so maybe just labeling them. Anger, disappointment, grief, fear. What's coming up for you right now? And then choose the emotion that you feel most strongly. What's the predominant difficult emotion associated with your circumstance? Now see if you can tell where you feel that emotion in your body. Is it a gripping in the throat? A heaviness behind the eyes, a clenching of your gut. See if you can notice what part of the body is physically manifesting the emotion most strongly. Then see if you can describe to yourself the sensations. Tight, hot, tingling, numb, cold. Just describe it in your mind. Now, because this is by definition a painful emotion, we naturally want to resist it, to tighten up against it, to make it go away. But unfortunately, this just makes it all the more painful. So the first thing I'd like you to do is be aware of the emotion in the body and try to soften around it. See if you can relax a little bit of the feeling of tension or pressure. Just soften. If the emotion's very intense, you may want to focus your awareness on the edges of the emotion. Just kind of soften around the boundaries or borders of the emotion. Imagining that you have maybe a pool of water that you've let down the side, so it's not so tightly contained, so the water can just kind of pour out naturally. Just softening around the sensation. But then recognizing, validating how hard it is to be feeling this. Every single one of us constantly feels really difficult, painful emotions. And we need to be able to comfort ourselves for the pain of living this human life. So what I'd like you to do is take your hand and just gently touch the place where you're feeling the emotion. Let your touch be soft, caring. Maybe caress the spot a little bit. And as you gently touch that spot, try to soothe the difficult emotion. Just telling yourself that you recognize how hard it is to feel this way. If it feels comfortable, you might even say something like, "Poor darling, I'm so sorry it's so hard for you right now." Remember that you are allowed to feel this. This is your natural reaction. You aren't choosing to feel this. This is what's happening. So just soothe and comfort yourself for the fact that this is hard right now to be feeling this. And then see if you can just allow the sensation of the emotion to be there. You're safe right now, at this moment. There's no danger. Your body is experiencing an emotion. See if you can just allow it to be there as it is. Don't try to make it go away. But also notice, does it change at all? Is it sensation moving or shifting or changing quality? So what I'd like you to do for the next few minutes is, if the same emotion is still very strong and predominant, or if perhaps a new emotion is arising that becomes more strong and predominant, just repeat the same three steps: locating the sensation in your body, softening around the edges of the sensation so there's not so much tightness or constriction. Soothing yourself and your body for the difficulty of what you're feeling right now with lots of tender compassion. And then just allowing the sensation, the feeling, the emotion to be there. It's okay, you're safe right now. your mind gets pulled away into thinking about the situation or circumstance, that's okay, it's only natural, but gently try to bring your awareness back to the actual sensations of the emotion in your body. Very tangibly. And if any feelings of peace arise, or comfort, see if you can be aware of and be with those emotions as well. And if it's still very difficult, then stay with the pain, with the three techniques of soften, soothe, and allow. If you feel your mind starting to drift, or if you feel you're starting to tune out again, just try to refresh in your mind the source of the pain and get in touch with the feelings in your body. Soften, soothe, and allow. Now, drop the focus on this particular emotion or sensation and let your awareness feel your entire body. Just feeling the entire pulsating, energetic sensation of your body from head to toe. All the movement that's there, the pulsating of life. Just let your awareness rest in your physical presence. And then put your hand gently over your heart. Just get in touch with whatever feelings of tenderness, kindness, concern, compassion for what you're going through. Remembering that we're all imperfect, that life is imperfect, and that if we can open to that, we can be happy and peaceful, even in the face of suffering.